I think Christians, in dealing with the moral argument of atheism, that Christians have been involved in atrocities, have made a strategic error trying to defend things that they don't need to be defending. For example, the Crusades and other things where people will say, well, there's really a good explanation for why Christians were involved in that. And that may be so. But we're not about defending every Christian's moral behavior in the history of the church. The fact is the church has been full of 100% sinners from the beginning. And you would expect there to be people that have misinterpreted scriptural commands, have been involved in various sins against other people. Think of your own lives, you know, or my own life, I think of that. Are you the ultimate example that want to be held up as being the ultimate Christian representative for the history of the Christian faith? Christians have been involved in all kinds of sadly unfortunate activities in history, and we shouldn't be involved in trying to defend them. We can say that activity, in fact, is condemned by Scripture. Christ says, don't take up the sword to advance my cause, and has other clear commands against taking people's lives in order to advance the gospel. So we don't have to defend the moral failures of the Christians through history, but what we do have is we have clear revelation from God that he condemns evil and ultimately condemns it in the person and work of his Son, who came to save evil people from the just condemnation that we deserve.